time, there was a door back here on this back, and there was a door right here where we walked the walk, went in there. What, that was the kitchen.
What'd you call that walk?
We just called it the walk. It was put here to so we wouldn't have to get on the ground to walk from the bedroom for the big house to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Was it a wooden thing?
Yes. This kitchen was made of logs too, and the walk it was put on little blocks and floored about two foot wide. That was a walk.
Did you ever hear dog trot or dog run or any name like that?
A what?
Dog trot or dog run or any term like that for different types of porches?
No, I didn't. I don't believe I ever heard that.
You just call that the walk then?
From the walk from the porch. And the most of people, why they put these, they told me why they put these kitchens plumb away from their bedrooms was on account of fire. There's no firefighters then. And a lot of times, if the house burned, they could save the kitchen. And then again, if the kitchen burned, they could save the bedrooms and tear this little walk away right quick. And that's why most everybody in our community had these kitchens way off from the house. Just way off from the house, that's the way.
Yeah. So that was a log house then?
That was a log house and log kitchen.
How was your house heated?
A big old fireplace. And then we had a fireplace in the kitchen, and we had a wood stove. And my daddy had to get out stove wood just a certain length that would go in this stove. And we cooked all together on the stove. And we had oil lamps to make our lights. And we didn't have any, you can't imagine how much in the dark we'd stay, and whenever we would study at night, so many of the times we didn't have much oil, and we'd have to throw on another piece of rich pine to make the fire burn up in the fireplace where we could see better to study our lessons. Now, do you see how people's eyes lasted to get up the work? My daddy and mother always thought that we would have some of our schoolwork to get up at night. And they was both very willing to help. Well, after I had children living here, we didn't have electricity till the oldest one was grown and married. And they had to study by a little lamp light, oil lamp light. So it made it hard on the children getting up their schoolwork. When my children was growing up, I kept the school teachers a number of years, and they was a great help to me. They was I could understand them, and it was very educational to me. I learned through these teachers that would go to school and come back here, and they'd speak about having different things. I always enjoyed cooking for people that sit down my table to eat. And I tried to fix things they enjoyed eating, and I have always been thankful that whenever they board, the first ones boarded just 6 months. We just had a 6 month school, and then went to a 7 month school. And when they come and stayed the time out, they would visit me after they left, and that was always a great pleasure because I felt that they was just almost a part of my family after staying here that many months.